Well, unfortunately, more rain over the weekend and more rain in the forecast for today, and that means more ponding and more flooding in our fields. And according to soil and crop specialist Kevin Jark, that means more concerns for producers.
If we continue with this flooding, the plants need oxygen. The growing point on a corn plant can't respire and critical functions are basically impaired. We talked about flooding earlier this year, and we were looking at probably a 48 hours as far as a field being flooded and then the soil being depleted as far as oxygen. Well, the warmer it is, the quicker that becomes more critical to the plant.
And the wet conditions are not only hazardous to our field crops.
Well, you know, specifically, you know, with calves, we're seeing, you know, rain is coming down too hard, you know, with the wind. So, you know, rain gutters aren't working properly, downspouts, whatever. If the curtains and overhangs weren't set up properly, it's just not keeping that rain out. So, yeah, we've got wet calves, we've got wet bedding, wet mangers, wet feed spoilage, the whole ball of wax.
But despite all the wet and soggy conditions, Scott Gunnarsson from Manitowoc County said, even there where they received over 5 inches of rain, some things aren't looking bad.
But surprisingly, as late as the spring was, as cool as it was and challenging, the crops are looking fairly good, actually quite good in many instances. And our hay crop was probably some of the best I've ever seen. We may not have been able to get it right when we wanted to based on the quality standards we have, but I think we have tremendous tonnage, and I think we'll have some decent quality, and obviously we'll have plenty of moisture for second crop.
Well, frustrations continue to be on the trade front as well as the U.S. and the European Union trying to put together some kind of agricultural trade package.
Geographic indicators is an issue in which there is an effort on the part of some to essentially take the process that has created a certain product, whether it's a cheese, a wine, whatever it might be, and to take that process and basically protect the ability to use that term that historically has been connected to the process, so the process of producing feta cheese, the process of producing Parmesan cheese, and attempting to protect that from allowing others who use the same process to use that term, which would create some serious issues with reference to market access.
Well, looking at the dairy scene on Friday, kind of a quiet day. Block cheese remained at $2 even barrels, now at a penny premium to the blocks at $2.01, while AA butter $2.23.5 per pound. Those Class 3 prices, well, June sits at $21.34. July Class 3 is at $21.61. August, $21.31. And September at $21.26. And if you look at the last 3 months of the year, prices still over $20. As far as the Board of Trade, well, we've got July corn now sitting at $4.50.5 per bushel. September up 2.75 to $4.44.25. Your beans for July, that's off 15.75, dropping back to $14.20.75. While August closed at $13.69. And your wheat for July, that's down 4.75 at $5.93.5 per bushel. As far as our livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 95 to 115. Most of the slaughter cows, 79 to 94. With the slaughter bulls from $1 to $1.27. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 370. Heifer calves, 150 to 275. Barrels and gilts, again, range from 74 to 86. Need those feeder pig prices? Contact your local regional managers. And as far as the lamb market, feeder lambs, 175. Market lambs, 155 and down. And that is your lowdown on the egg front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.